Got to believe when the president strolls down the aisle of the House of Representatives tonight on his way to deliver his State of the Union address, he'll be feeling pretty good. Tomorrow, the Senate likely to acquit him in the impeachment trial. The job approval ratings are approaching the 50% mark, highest approval numbers that Mr. Trump has ever received. So, if he delivers when he delivers his State of the Union and kicks off his reelection campaign, he'll be doing it on a high note.
Will the president broach impeachment during his speech? Will the president continue his withering attacks on Democrats in his speech? Will the president strike an extremely rare unifying tone in his speech? Michael Steele served as chair of the Republican National Committee. He was also Maryland's lieutenant governor. He now hosts the Michael Steele podcast. So, Michael, should we expect an early victory lap from the president tonight?
Yeah, you can expect a little bit of that, although I suspect that there are going to be those who are asking the president to temper his gloating for at least a little bit, because you still have a vote tomorrow, although we kind of know what the vote's going to be on acquittal. But I think this is a chance for him to sort of lay out, you know, with polls now trending in his direction. Latest poll showing him at 49% job approval. It's an opportunity for him to sort of stake where he wants the country to go over the next year. And certainly he's going to have that moment where, with Nancy Pelosi behind him and a truculent Democratic caucus sitting to his right, you know, he probably won't let the moment go by without saying something.
You know, in the past, when all kinds of experts have predicted that he was going to make some sort of a speech that would be more inclusive and not just limited to his base, he's without fail pretty much always done a speech limited to his base. Right. Is that going to happen again tonight?
Well, you know, I think there'll probably be some elements of that in this speech because he just can't help himself. That's who he is. That's how he's driven. And when he gets, like he likes to say, you know, when I get punched, I punch back twice as hard. And so, you know, the punching from the impeachment trial coupled with the punching from, you know, the Mueller investigation and having been effectively cleared in all of those instances, I can expect him to sort of take that moment and say something. And again, he'll stay largely to script, but I'm sure there's going to be a moment where he'll look out and he'll see, you know, Adam Schiff, or, you know, he'll see someone else and it'll trigger, a reflexive response. And
well, Nancy Pelosi is
trying to manage the moment.
Yeah, Pelosi is going to be right behind him, so he doesn't have to look that far, right?
Well, he doesn't look that far, but he won't see her. So it's not like she's going to be a visual for him throughout the speech. Yes, he'll know she's there. And again, he probably will make some reference. He could make some reference to her, but it's what he sees in front of him. It's how Democrats respond to what he's saying in front of him that will be a more likely trigger than anything Nancy Pelosi does behind him.
What do you think the Democrats will do when it comes to some of the responses? Because there's applause lines built in for your own party, right? But then there's the everybody stands up and claps lines. Are they going to stand up?
That's a good question. There are only three Democrats as of now that are planning not to attend the State of the Union tonight, for what I understand. So that's a far different number from the last one where you had, you know, double-digit numbers of Democrats who stayed off the floor. That's a good question, how they respond, what the conversation is in the caucus. If there's something that everyone can get behind, maybe something on transportation or infrastructure or something like that, maybe even some overture to climate, change kind of reforms, they may applaud. But my bet is they'd be more stoic than in solidarity with the president on any bipartisan initiatives at this point. I mean, after all, these are the folks who impeached him. So, it's not like Bill Clinton, where Clinton continued to work with Republicans throughout the impeachment process and legislatively brought some things to a State of the Union that everybody could work on and they got behind. You know, health, welfare reform.
I'm glad. Right. I'm glad you mentioned Bill Clinton, because after Bill Clinton was acquitted in the Senate after his impeachment, while he didn't really apologize, there was a sense in his addresses to the nation afterwards of contrition for having brought the country through that ordeal. And I'm wondering, looking ahead to tomorrow when the Senate is expected to acquit this president on the charges against him that were brought by the House, do you think he is going to likewise say anything in terms of, if not an apology, a sense that his actions perhaps brought the country through some needless hardship, or is he going to stand firm?
He'll stand firm because he doesn't see that his actions precipitated any of this because it was the perfect phone call. I mean, he's maintained that. So why would he then apologize for that? If anything, his attitude would be the Democrats should be, Nancy Pelosi should apologize to the country for putting the country through an impeachment process that was unnecessary. So there's nothing in Donald Trump's makeup that ever has him apologizing or showing some type of mea culpa for any of his actions.
And does he just brush off the few Republicans who have come out and said, while they don't think he should have been impeached, they think that what he did was not proper? Does he just brush that away?
No, he'll likely go after them. They're already starting to go after Mitt Romney. And so I suspect, depending on, he's going to have all the Republicans vote for acquittal tomorrow. There's no doubt about that. Even those who voted for witnesses will vote to acquit. But that won't undo the sting of the votes that were cast for more witnesses. They didn't hold the party line, if you will.
Michael Steele served as chair of the Republican National Committee, now has the Michael Steele podcast.